It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
And this season, the people of Virginia, who I always call the owners of the government, they have spoken. And I respect their decision.
With those words, Republican George Allen conceded defeat yesterday in Virginia's closely contested Senate race. The winner is Democrat Jim Webb. His victory gives the Democrats a majority in the Senate and control of both houses of Congress. Senator-elect Jim Webb joins us on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning.
The central issue of your campaign and what many presume put you over the top was the war in Iraq. What are you going to do when the new Senate convenes in January? What are you going to propose?
Well, let me clarify something, because I've seen a lot of stuff in the media saying that I only ran because of the Iraq War and that it was the sort of a single-issue campaign, and it absolutely was not. I'm going to answer your question, but it absolutely was not. I mean, I decided to run because of my concern about what has happened with the economic breakdown in this country along class lines. I was an early warning voice against moving into Iraq. I wrote the first piece in a major newspaper in the Washington Post 6 months before we went in, saying that this was a strategic error, that it was not about WMDs, it was about our troops being turned into terrorist targets, and that there wasn't an exit strategy because the people who were doing this didn't intend to leave. I wrote all that, and I'm very concerned about our national security posture writ large, and the way to begin solving that is by solving the war in Iraq. But I just want to make that clear, because the issues that there were three issues that got us a tremendous amount of traction in this campaign. One was the Iraq issue. The second was the huge gap between the rich and the middle class that has evolved in this country. And then the third was presidential abuse of power, which I feel very strongly about, and I ran on all of those. Now,
well, let's get to those Iraq. Let's get to those last couple, and let me just ask you very quickly, with respect to Iraq, do the Democrats have a plan, and will the Democrats speak with one voice?
Well, you know, I didn't run as a part of a party platform on this. I've been doing national security since I was 22 years old when I went into the Marine Corps, fought in Vietnam. The first book that I ever wrote when I was 28 years old was a book about national strategy. I've been saying,
all right, well then let's get to you.
Well, let me explain this since you asked. I mean, you know, I well ahead of even running for office, I've been saying what I believe we need to do, and it's for 2.5 years, and it's pretty much what Secretary of State Jim Baker is now finally saying over the past 4 or 5 weeks. I was saying, beginning in a speech I made at the University of Kansas in early 04, that we needed first to have a clear statement from the administration that we had no desire for permanent bases in Iraq. They've never said that. And second, that we need to force a diplomatic solution, bringing the other countries in the region who have historical and cultural ties with Iraq to the table as a part of the diplomatic solution, and that if we do that, that we can then bring our combat troops out relatively quickly and still be able to fight international terrorism in the region and improve the stability in the region. As I said, I've been saying that for 2.5 years, and the people have, the administration has been trying to put this on the Democratic Party, saying, what's your plan? But the point is, when you go into a war, you're the one that's supposed to have a plan, and they don't have a plan.
Mr. Webb, we have actually run out of time, so we will hold the conversation about your views on, for instance, the minimum wage, which I gather you support.
We're going to get it.
All right, and right off, apparently, according to the Democrats.
Yep, looking forward to doing that. There are huge income inequalities in this country right now in a way that we probably haven't seen literally since the 1880s.
Since the 1880s.
The top 1% of this country owns about 53% of the stocks. The average corporate CEO in a Fortune 500 company makes nearly $10 million a year, and we haven't raised the minimum wage since 1997. Wages and salaries in this country are at an all-time low as a percentage of our national wealth. It's something that a lot of people care about, that I got a tremendous response on when I was out campaigning.
Right. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Sure enough. Bye.
Democrat Jim Webb, the senator-elect from Virginia.